Warm tributes have been paid to the former minister, Mary O'Rourke, whose funeral mass is taking place in her native Athlone today. Her remains were brought to Our Lady Queen of Peace Church in Cousin. President Michael D. Higgins, Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin were among those in attendance. Her son Angus told a congregation that his mother's twin passions were always her family and politics.
Even, you know, to the very end, Mum had a deep interest in politics and in Fianna Fáil. And of course that was heightened of late with the election on the horizon. In Mum's final days, the matter that really exercised her most and most of all was, well, will it be November or February? It's a pity she passed before she knew the answer to that question, but I'm hopeful though that, you know, with all the political firepower that we have in Athlone today, we might get an answer out of one of them. Mum was, I suppose, look, she was the ultimate public representative. And while I suppose the correct approach for anyone in public life is that you put family first and that family would come first, but the problem for Mum was that she considered everyone as family. And the key was always in our door in Arcadia. There was always someone in the kitchen with a cup in one hand and a sandwich in the other.
Angus O'Rourke, our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey joins us. Sinead, it sounds as though there was quite a bit of humour at this funeral.
Yes, and some, you know, beautiful tributes from both her sons, as you heard, Angus and also Fergal. We heard more, I suppose, about the private Mary, the mother who lived in Arcadia in Athlone. And as you heard Angus talking there about her love of politics, and even to the end, that interest remains strong, wondering exactly when there will be a general election. He talked about his mother's simple tastes in life, her love of writing, of reading, her love of her native Athlone. And he also jokingly mentioned her love of listening to Morning Ireland from a nice hot bath, and that was of course referencing that infamous story when Mary O'Rourke caused widespread amusement by revealing she was in the bath when she learned on Morning Ireland of the sudden resignation of the CIE chairman Brian Joyce. Fergal then spoke of his mother and how there was never any room for self-pity. He said his mother never wallowed. She got on with life no matter what happened. And he spoke of her love for her family, of a good book and a big fat glass of wine. And he said that although she had been in ill health for a number of years, the end was very quick. And then he jokingly mentioned that she had left it in time for the 6 o'clock news on a very slow news day, just as she would have wanted.
She was also remembered, Sinead, as a trailblazer. She was a woman in politics when that was a relatively rare thing.
Yeah, so Mary O'Rourke was the first woman elected to Athlone Urban District Council in 1974, and Father Pat Murphy talked about her initial involvement in politics at a time when few women were involved in local or national politics. She obviously followed in the footsteps of her father and her brothers, but it was a brave move at the time. This was the chamber in Athlone then would have been dominated by men, but she had that strong personality and character that allowed her not only to enter into politics but to succeed. And Father Murphy talked about her political achievements, serving in several ministries, her commitment to public service, and through her spoken then and written words later in life, she enlightened people, she challenged them, and many times entertained them with her humour and wit. He said Mary's contribution to public life has been enormous, and that really is evident here today from all those who have turned out for her funeral.
Sinead, many thanks. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.